So I'm still busy a little with the two ways to learn the Tosis on the top of the Omer, because in the whole sugya it makes a difference. How to learn Zen, and what's the Torah Zen, and of Zelen Chosr. So the Torah of, because not Chosr, it can't be Tavei the Chisorim, can't be Tavei the Hanorah, like if Shimon learns. Or is it asked me to slay, like the Ritzvah, like the Shuvah Sarosh, that what Tosis means. And it's totally in how to learn the top Tosis, but I think I'm a little bit closer maybe to a Hakra. So maybe to start like this. What's the? Let's just talk through the two stardom in the Tosis, in the top Tosis. You might know the items are holding a little bit further, but let's go back for a second. The two stardom in the top Tosis, and then I want to be myself a little bit. So what are the two stardom? Tosis says, well, what do we have here? I have a little bit of fun. Asa given machikis of Zenana, what's the Zenana was a chasa, we have a mandomer like a potter, we have a mandomer like a chai. Then the Gemara of Asa, we have machikis of a chai, and I'll be the stone. Rabba says, Chaifin, and Rabbi Yosef says that ain't Chaifin. Now, according to Rashi and Rabba Asa, that's not really. It's not really such a big machlekes, because really everybody holds kaifin on bidustein. Yosef only holds it in a special case where one field might turn out to be better than the other. That's where we're not kaifin on bidustein. But if both fields are absolutely equal, then even Rabbi Yosef agrees that kaifin on bidustein. So then everything looks different. But Tosis holds, but that's not the pshat in Rabbi Yosef. Both fields are exactly equal. And nonetheless, Rabbi Yosef holds that we're not kaifin on bidustein. You could say, no, I want this field. I'll sell it to you later for a lot of money, so it's good for me. So you could be, you're not kaifin on bidustein. So it would seem to line up, before Tosis gets busy, that if he holds Zenana with Lechasser is Potter, that lines up with Rabba, that Kaifin al Midastein. And if Zenana with Lechasser is Chayim, that lines up with the Yosef, that ain't Kaifin al Midastein. So Tosis, no, it's not Mukuch. You could hold like Zenana with Lechasser, you could hold like Rabba, and Zenana with Lechasser is Chayim, and vice versa. And Tosis explains. So first he explains that even Rabba, who holds Kaifin al Midastein, could hold Zenana with Lechasser is Chayim. Tosis says, this is the first way to understand Tosis. So Tosis says that even Rabba might agree that you're chayiv, because Rabba could say, this is a special box to how Rabba will explain why you might be chayiv. Rabba could say, because kevin sheyochel lemoinoi milodor. So he could be tovei l'domim. So he could be, he could yochel l'droi schar. And then Tosis turns around and says that even Rabbi Yosef holds Ein Kaifin al Midastein could hold that Zenenev is the Chaser is Potter, or we could say it the other way. Even if Zenenev is the Chaser is Potter, you could still hold like Rabbi Yosef that Ein Kaifin al Midastein. How do you explain that? Because the man the Omar that Zenenev is the Chaser is Potter will say here the reason why you're not Kaifin is because it's not midastayim. Here, there's a special reason why it's not midastayim. Because what? Because it's daime to being kaifahim to being menehim milodar. Daime lemoinai milodar. Demanding a girl and not giving this guy the chelik of the soda, that's like being my neihim milodur bechatzeim. So, according to the first havana of Tosis, that everything has to do with midastayim, both sugyas have to do with midastayim, Tosis is saying, svaris proteis in kaifin al midastayim, that there's a svar protus, that by zenev is like chasr, maybe you chai, even according to Rabba, because since you could be neihim milodur, you could be doris chara, and it's not a violation of midastayim. And there's a svar faket. That even if over here is an end of the chaser is potter because it's a midastayim, but in the case of Rabbi of Yosef, there you're not kaifin because since preventing him from taking the soda without a girl, that's not a violation of midastayim according to Yosef. Even though Yosef agrees that end of the chaser is potter, so he does seem to have a midastayim idea, but here it's not a violation of midastayim because telling him I want a girl, that's not a violation of midastayim according to Yosef, because that's like saying I don't want you to live in my chaser. So those are svaris hafuchos in midas. According to the first havana of Tosis, it's svaris hafuchos in midas stein. Let's say Rav Nachman understood the Taisus and many understand the Taisus. The Taisus saying Sfar Safuchas and Midas stein. Both sugars are going with Midas stein. Allah the Ritzva, Allah Taisus Rosh. At Taisus also both sugars have to do with Midas stein. And yet even Rabbah, who's very into Midas stein over there, Rav Asher over here might not hold for Midas stein. Rav Yosef, who's not so much into Midas stein over here, he might hold for Midas stein. And this is as far as Safuchas, why that might be the case. And it's very opposite Svaras. Because one Svar is saying that Zenenev Lechasser is more connected to Yochel Umayna Milodar, and the other Svar is saying that the case over there is more connected, it's more like Yochel Umayna Milodar. Everything is, the touchstone over here is this notion of Yochel Umayna Milodar. That everybody agrees. Yochel Umayna Milodar. Well, which case, and that's not Midas stein. Which of these two cases is more like or more connected to Yochel Umayna Milodar? So Taisus Svaras Hafuchas in that. That's the way Rav Nachman understood the Taisus and many others. Now the problem with that is, the problem with that mahalach is that it's Svaras Hafuchas. Not just that it's Svaras Hafuchas. Svaras Hafuchas like this. We have a reluctance normally to say Svaras Hafuchas. That doesn't mean there can't be. There's no hard and fast rule that there can't be Svaras Hafuchas. But it's always a doichuk to say Svaras Hafuchas. So there's a Svarla one way, and then there's a Svarla that's mamish punkt faket. So we would have to ask ourselves, if Tosis is saying the Svaras Hafuchas over here, we'd have to ask, why is Tosis saying the Svaras Hafuchas? Like, what's driving the Tosis? What's driving the Tosis? Half the Tosis I understand. I understand why Tosis has to say that Rav Yosef, who holds Ein Kaifin on Midas stein in Baba Basra, might agree that Zen Nenev is Lechasser is Potter. What might drive Tosis to have to say that? Like maybe not. Well, what's driving the whole Tosis? Maybe Rabbi holds Zen Nenev is Lechasser is Potter. Maybe Rav Yosef holds Zen Nenev is Lechasser is Chayv. Like maybe that's just the way it is. Who what's telling Tosis that that's not even true? So half of it I understand right away. Why does Tosis feel that he has to say that Rav Yosef has to agree, or has to be at least able to agree, that maybe Zen Nenev is Lechasser is Potter? That's the halacha. Otherwise, because Yilchus HaHilchus, the Gemara b'Basra is b'Feirush halacha k'Rav Yosef. The Gemara b'Yosef says Zenenev is Lechasser is Potter. So that much I understand why Rav Yosef has to hold, or this has to be free to hold, that Zenenev is Lechasser is Potter. But the other half, that Rabbah has to be able to hold Zenenev is Lechasser is Chayav, mechatesa. Maybe our Gemara is going like Rav Yosef. Maybe according to Rabbah, that Zenenev, who holds Kaifan, will be the same over there. Kal v'chomer, that's the name of the chos over here, is Potter. What drove Tosfos to say this particular word there? Rabbi might agree that here you're fine. There's really very little effort for that. We hold like Rav Yosef. The Gemara says, Beferish over there, Hilchos like Rav Yosef. So maybe our Gemara is going to Rav Yosef. The Mechlekes in our Gemara is a Libra de Rav Yosef. But according to Rabbi, that we're Kaifan al Midas Taim of Baba Basra. And according to Rav Yosef, let me start to take half a step back. Maybe according to Rav Yosef, I understand that you have to say that even though Rav Yosef over there holds that we're not kaifen al midas stein, but here he might agree that Zenenev is Lechasser is Potter. Because here it's more, Agamar is more, I don't call it more kulidit. Agamar is more, we should have more Rachmanis than Agamar. Because Rav Yosef is talking about a case where it's Daimim, Milamanim, Milodov. And Agamar is not. So in Agamar, maybe even Rav Yosef holds Zenenev is Lechasser is Potter. Fine, so stop right there. Just say this chiluk. That Rav Yosef has to agree that in Agamar we have more Rachmanis on. And that's it. So Agamar is, that's why in Agamar it's Machlekes Zenenev is Lechasser might be Potter, because maybe we have more Rachmanis on him. Maybe Zenenev is Lechasser is Chayev, because we pass like Rav Yosef. But I'll leave with the Rabba. Maybe it's a double posture that Zenenev is Lechasser is Potter. Who told Tosis otherwise? That Tosis has to bend over backwards and say, but there's a mokum to say Svaras Hafuchas. Because again, Svaras Hafuchas is a doichuk. If we need to say it, we'll say it. But we don't say Svaras Hafuchas for no reason at all. If it's mukuch in the cheshbon ha'alocha, that there must be a svara, that Agamara is more Rachmanis, we should have more Rachmanis than Agamara. We should be, that even if Yosef has to concede in Agamara that Zenenev is the chaser is potter, so that's let's just take that as a given. That Agamari is more, we're more concerned than Agamari about Midas stein. And then it'll come out that Rabba Kolshkin holds an Ebbe Lechasser is Potter. Why is that bad? And I'll be Mysif. I can bring you a proof that Rabba in fact holds an Ebbe Lechasser is Potter. Those who are already holding them by the bottom of the omelet. Is there a raya from the Gemara that Rabbi really holds her name of the Fussus Potter? Or the other way around, if you want. What? Hector. So the Gemara brings at the end of the omelet. If you're holding there. That Rabbi says Hector Shlemidas is Kehedit Shlemidas. Hector Shlemidas is Kehedit Shlemidas. Anyway, I'm not going to go through the Gemara, we're not holding by yet. But if you're holding there, it's the Chorim of Furish in the Gemara that Rab himself happens to hold Zenem and it was a Chasr's pot. So what's good? So everything is good. Rab really holds Aliba the Emes that Zenem and the Chasr's pot. Which is fine. He holds Kaifan Al-Midas Toi. What drove Tosfos to say that even if you hold the Kaifan Al-Midas Toi, but here you can hold Zenem and the Chasr's Chai. Svara Hafucha, from the Svara that we certainly have to say in Rabbi Yosef, that, you know, that runs the other way around. Right, it does. I mean, I don't know what would be driving Tosfos to say this. That's if we learn this Mahalach and Tosfos. That's why it's, I think, more attractive to learn the Tosfos the other way. It's the way Reb Shimon is going to have to learn. Reb Shimon doesn't talk about it, but this is the way Reb Shimon is going to have to learn the Tosfos. The Tosfos is saying something else entirely. The Tosfos is saying like this. We have a Machlekes in Agamara, if Zenenev is Lechoser, is Chayav a Pot. Zenenev Lechoser, Machlekes if it's Potter, or Chayav. We have a Machlekes in Baba Basra, Kreikin Omid Aslein. Whatever, we have Rabba. Do we need less? Do we want to do Rabba and Rav Yosef. Tusimus. Tusimus was bothered. Hakam Agamara doesn't mention anything about Mid Aslein. Doesn't say a word in Agamara about Mid Aslein. Doesn't say a word in Agamara about the Machlekes Rabba and Rav Yosef and Baba Basra. How come the Gemara Baba Basra doesn't say a word about Zenen and Lechoser? It just talks about Midas Toi. Like, how come the Gemara over here, place is assuming that Zenen and Lechoser is a different Svar than Kreifen on Midas Toi. Like, if Shem, Zenen and Lechoser is a new Svar. The Gemara itself doesn't say a word about Zenen about Midas Toi. The Pasha reading the Gemara is that the reason why Zenen and Lechoser is Potter is because Halechoser. What's the question? Gemara doesn't say anything about Midas Toi. So Tosfos took that as meaning Agamar has nothing to do with Midas Toi. Agamar is not connecting the dots to Midas Toi. And forget the Gemara Baba Basra is not saying anything about the issue of not being chosid. So Tosfos is bothered. How come the two Gemaras, they pass each other like two ships in the night? Our Gemara doesn't take any cognizance of the issue of Midas Toi. The Gemara Baba Basra doesn't take any cognizance of the issue of Zen and Evzoi chosid. So what's going on over here? So Tosfos know the two sugars have nothing to do with each other. There's a machitza shel barzel between the two sugars. Because in our Gemara, it's a given that it's not l'shayef midasay. Kuli alma l'shayef midasay. Because yochel l'moynay, because kevan she yochel l'moynay milodur. So ein ze midasay. And Tosfos not saying this specifically in one Manda Omer or the other Manda Omer. Tosfos saying it in the whole sugya. Everybody agrees that this sugya, our sugya, has nothing to do with Midas Toim, because Midas Toim is not shayach over here. Because since I can be meneu milodur bechatzeri, so if you did it, I could certainly turn around and ask you for the schar. Like that's the first story in Tosfos. So the Talmud Rabbeinu Tam elaborates a little bit more. If I can prevent you from living in the field, then it's not a Midas Toim for me to turn around afterwards and ask you back for the schar back. So Agamar has nothing to do with Midas Toim. On the other hand, they say, how come the Gemara in Baba Basra is not busy with the issue of Zel Lechoser? That if you're not Choser, maybe you don't have a koyach to be Tevea. That's what Zenene with the Choser means. If you're not Choser, you don't have any standing to be Tevea. What? So Tosfos answers that over there, it's not shayach. In that sugya, it's not shayach the issue of not being chaser. The shayach, the svar of halach chaser, because the pshita sheyesh lekayach v'maynoi milador and lelo k'mo cholechein. Vadai, yesh loy koyach, lemoinoi, militail, Lelei Chalukah, Lelei Bayom. Agamar is an issue of Koyach. You have Koyach to be Tavei without being Chosim. To go over there, for sure you have Koyach. Like I went to, we went to this last week. There, for sure you have Koyach. Koyach to tell you don't live in my field? I for sure have such a Koyach. Koyach to tell you don't just take the field without a Goyim? I for sure have such a Koyach. The go over there is busy, but should I exercise that Koyach? Maybe it's a need of stein to be Omer on that, to use that Koyach. So that's how Koyach will need to stein. You know, you have the Koyach. Maybe based on step in and say, yeah, but it's cruel, so we don't do it. But the Koyach you certainly have. The standing in based on you certainly have, because the standing to be Tevei and Hanoah if you were in Chaser, maybe you can't take somebody to his entire to be Tevei and Hanoah if you were in Chaser Vine. No, it's such a standing in Basin. That's the issue of Agamar. I think you're for sure of standing. It's a field, we both inherited it. I want to make a Chalukah B'Garel. I certainly have standing in Basin to say, the normal din is you make Chalukah B'Garel. You want to take half without a girl? I certainly have standing in Basin to say no. The Shulia there is busy with something else, but maybe it's a Midas Vine. The Mela, that's how you're saying. The two Sugyas are like Karbul. Like Karbul Zales there. That's far as the focus. I say these two sugars are unrelated. So now it's not fair. What's driving the Taisus? You know, what's forcing the Taisus to say this Deichak of Svaras HaFuchas? First of all, it's not Svaras HaFuchas, so it's not a Deichak. Number two, I understand what's driving the Taisus. What's driving the Taisus is precisely the question of how come Agamor doesn't say anything about Midas Tain, and how come the one over there doesn't say anything about Halachasa? The Teretz is because the two sugars are like Karbul Zales and have absolutely nothing to do with each other. Those are the two Mahatham how to learn the Tosis, and obviously, how I'm presenting it, that you see that it's much more compelling to learn the Tosis the other way. So that's already ground that we covered, but maybe it's a little bit clearer now. And I want to bring a right to this. There's a Ramah in Shin Samach Gimel Sifvav. The Ramah discusses Tosis takes for granted, and many other Rishonim act this way. That it's a davar pashut sheyochol lemaynoi milodur b'chatzayr chinam. The whole gemara is about if you can be tevei eschar afterwards, but if lechatchilo you certainly have a right, even in the chatzar that you, that's like kaima la'agra, the guy comes and says, "Can I stay in your chatzar for free?" It's a davar pashut that you have a right to say no. Well, we don't say no; you have to let him because then never's lechatzar, you're not renting it out anyway. Why is it so pashut? Taisha says it's a double posh. Taisha doesn't say why it's so posh. Where did that pshitas come from? So I could think of possibilities, but I think at the time I said that it's a double posh that I can do with my mom and what I want. To take you to the entire, that's a midstay, but to do with my mom and what I want, that's a double posh. The Rama says a little bit different. The Rama says, since I'm beginning above, it came as Yochel Lahaskir, Lachain and Kaifin leaped into the Chinam. I must say like this. I'm a Gavradli Ovid Lamega. This is a Chotzadli Ovid Lachaim Lagra. I don't rent out this Chotzah. But I certainly could turn around tomorrow and say, you know what, I'm going to start a new business, I'm going to rent out my Chotzah. I certainly have such a right. So if you were to come to me, Lachatchila, and say, I want to stay in your field, you want to stay in my Chotzah for free. I'm not renting it out anyway. So you want to stay over the night for free. I could certainly turn around and say to you, you know what? I just decided I'm going into the renting out the chotzer business and charge you for the night. You know, I never realized it's a good business. So now somebody asked me to stay in the chotzer, I certainly could do that. I could say, from now, right now, I'm making this into a chotzer of Lomay. Could you do that? Why not? A lot of you could do that. So since you could do that, So you can also say to him, don't stay there for free. I mean, in effect, it's the same thing. Like, it wouldn't make sense to say, I have to let you stay there for free. What do you mean, I have to let you stay there for free? If I would ask you for rent, then I would be making it into a chatz of the kaim lager. In effect, I'm making it into a chatz of the kaim lager. Today, it's a chatz of the kaim lager from you. That's how the Ramah explains. Okay, it's a nice explanation. Ask Rav Nochum, but how does this seem with the Tosfos? Tosfos says that the svar of Yochel and Moynoi Milod B'Chatzeiro applies not only to Gemara, but Tosfos says, in this box over here, that it applies in the Gemara in Baba Basra. That even the Mabda Omer Zenenev Lechoser is Potter could hold like a Yosef that he can demand a girl because he can demand a girl because demanding a girl is like being Moynoi Milod B'Chatzeiro Chinom. According to Ramah's explanation, it has absolutely nothing to do. You can prevent him from yilodu b'chaser echinom because you could turn around. You could turn around at that moment and make it into a chatzur l'chaim al agur. So then it says, and then it was the chosim. According to the Ramah's explanation, the reason why you could be menei yilodu b'chaser echinom is because you could say, right now I'm turning it into a chatzur l'chaim al agur, and now it's an enev z'chosim. There's nothing analogous over there. Over there, you can't turn this. There's no. You can't make yourself into a chaser. You're not chaser. The Ramah's svar is that you can make yourself into a chaser. You can say, today I'm making it into a chaser the kaimel agra. So now I'm a chaser. The rent that I want to. Nothing like that over there. If the Ramah's right that the reason why you could be yochel, the reason why you could be mineyoisim yivodu v'chaseroi, is because you can turn around and make it into a chaser the kaimel agra. So that's absolutely no application over there. So what's pshat in the Taisus who says that it's daima lemayna milodah? That the case over there about Basra is daima milodah. Yeah.
Who says the one that Rabbeinu Tam answered that because now I know that you want it, I can sell you for more. So that's the same process. Once I have like.
But that's not what Taisus says. That's what she was her all. She asked the Rabbeinu Tam, what is the Rabbeinu Tam? How quite the Rabbeinu Tam? How do you understand the Zenene with the Chosapotah? Why? But that's how Taisa says. Taisa says that the reason why Rabbi Yosef holds that you can demand the girl, even though Zenene with Lechoser is potter, is because demanding a girl is like telling him, don't live in my chotzer.
Right.
No, that's a different thing. Don't live in my.
It's similar in the same way. In both cases, it's now worth more.
You mean over there also it's like a chaser? Since I can make a lot of money out of you, so I'm a chaser. I hear what you're saying, but it's not mashma toshdav. You're saying that maybe just like you could be mineyos and milodah b'chatzer echinom because you can make yourself into a chaser. So if Yosef holds over there that you are a chaser because you want to demand a lot of money from him, that's bedomi mikarim. So that's what makes you into a chaser. I mean, Tosis Rabbi Natan does say that that's the pshat of Yosef. That's why over there Rabbi Yosef holds that you're yochelu. Rav Yosef holds it ain't kaifin, because you want to sell it in b'donim yikarim. That mashman toisus though that's what he's saying. You could have said there is different because he wants to sell it in b'donim. But also because that's far that you want donim yikarim, you have an agamar too. I want the hanok. Shuvah Soros asks on Rabbeinu Tam, the svar that I want to turn around and sell it to you, b'domim yikarim, that's not really a chaser. That's the svar that I want to make a chaser. So the Shuvah Soros asks, is that the embassy have by us? That's another reason why this pshat in Taisus is complicated, because you get into the problem of the Shuvah Soros. Not even talking right now. We talked about last week. There's another objection to this whole mahalach, this first. But let me finish what I want to say in there, you know, maybe. But kids said, so Rav Nochem asked this kasha. Rav Nochem asked that is shver from the Ramah and the Taisus. You see, the way the Ramah defines Yochel Amoini Melod V'Chatzeri as meaning, I can prevent you from living in the Chatzer because if you come to me right first, I can say, I want to now rent it out to you and now I'm a Chosser. That's not analogous to it. But if you learn in the Taisus the second way, with the second Mahalach, then the kasha disappears. The Ramah's told him I need a stone. The Ramah's explaining why it's not me the stone to be Mineyu Milodu B'chatzeri. So the Ramah says, it's not me the stone because I can make myself into a chaser. Taisus, when he said that the case of in Bava Basra is like be Mineyu Milodu B'chatzeri, that second half of the Taisus, he's not talking anymore about Midas Stoim. In Midas Stoim, there was, right? And that can have nothing to do with Midas Stoim. Taisus over there is talking about something else. How come over there you don't have the issue of Zenenev Lechosim? How come over there you don't have the issue of not having Koyach? So Taisus, as far as Koyach is concerned, you certainly have the Koyach to be Tavei HaGoyrel, the way you have the Koyach to be Meneyesim and Lodu B'chatzerim. Again, it's always apples and oranges, according to the second Malach. There's the need of Zenenev Lechosim, and there's the need of Midas Stoim. As far as Midas Stoim is concerned, As far as Midas Stoim is concerned, the definitive statement is about Midas Stoim that Agamor has nothing to do with Midas Stoim. Because an Agamor can be Mineo, which means like the Ramah. And Adam Gemara could be medeshim l'lev chasemay because I could be tovei eschara and now I'm a chaser and therefore it's out of me to stoy. End of story. Adam Gemara has nothing to do with me to stoy and nobody argues with that because yochel l'mayni l'lev chasemay. And that means what the Ramah says that it means. The second half of the story with somebody else. Finish with me to stoy. But what about the issue of kayak? You don't have a zenener with a chaser pata means you don't have a kayak to be tovei if you're not chaser. So how do you have a kayak over there to be tovei a girl? Teres is because to be tovei a girl as far as kayak is concerned. I certainly have a kayach to be tovei a girl. The Torah gave me a kayach by a chalukah to be tovei a girl. So why does the kasha, the Ramachmas kasha from the Ramah disappears? So that's a second revach in this mahalach. Number one, that we don't have to be soibel in the first mahalach. We didn't understand why is Tosis saying svaras afuchas? There's no hechach in the Gemara to say svaras afuchas. So why is Tosis making up svaras afuchas? The second mahalach is very good. Tosis was bothered. How come the two Gemaras don't talk to each other? Our Gemara is busy talking about Zenei and Zecholster. The Gemara over there is talking about Midas Leim. How come they don't communicate? So Tosis says because they're separate issues. That's svaras afuchas, separate issues. In the first mahalach in Tosis, we have a Melachos Kasha. How can Tosis compare it? If the whole Tosis is busy with Midas Leim, and Tosis thinks even within Midas Leim, there's a mokum to say that the Gemara of Baba Basra is more daima to be Mimenei Simulod of Chatzeroi, when the Ramah explains what the idea of Yochel Umayni Milod of Chatzeroi means, that's not relevant. That doesn't make any sense. When the second mahalach is very good, no. As far as Midas Leim is concerned, Agamar is what's similar to Meinei Milod of the Chatzari. There's no Midas Leim in Agamar because he could be Meinei Yosei Milod of the Chatzari. So maybe he could be also to the Eschar. It's not a Midas Leim. There is a Midas Leim. Finished. As far as the Ramah is concerned, we finished off. Now, we have the Tosis, who's a lot of Tosis, Makif and Nikif, this also comes in here. So the Gemara, let's go back, and let's go now again to the Gemara about Makif and Nikif. So the Gemara says, Tana, Makif, Shkarer, Mishol, Shuchoyse, V'kod, V'sashenu, V'sashni, V'sashlishas, Ey, Mechayim, Anoise, Revius, Mechayim, Anoise, Shema, Mino, Zen, Enev, V'zlechos, Chayim. Where he answers, No, Shani, Hosn, Domoli, Ad, Geram, Tuli, Akei, V'yisera. So Rashi learns, we're talking about the Mechitzas Apnimius. Case is, let's erase this. Rashi learns we're talking now about the lechitzas hapnimius. So you have the makif, you have the nikif. We're talking about these lechitzas hapnimius. So the makif, the Reuven, he made three lechitzas. So he's potter. The nikif is potter. Haravi is mechayv loisei. But the implication is that if the makif made four mechitzas, so then the nikif has to pay al nene. Even though it's nene, it's zenoi chaser. So according to Rashi, why is it called zenene v'zlei chaser? What do you mean zenoi v'zlei chaser? He's chaser lot. The makif had to make four mechitzas that if not for Shimon, he would never have had to make. So why does anybody think that that's zenene v'zlei chaser? So what did Rashi say? Rashi explains that really. Why does anybody consider this to be a case of zenene v'zlei chaser, at least in the Havim, you know? What? Ayah Chosr. Isn't Reuven Chosr a lot? Reuven has to build four machitzas. Without Shimon, he wouldn't have had to build them. What? Okay, too many people once. But that's probably what he's saying. But he's not Chosr from the Hanah. He's not Chosr from the Hanah. Of course, Reuven is Chosr that he has to build these machitzas to keep away, to keep Shimon from looking at him or keep himself from looking at Shimon. But he's not. And Shimon has a hanah. We all have hanah. Reuven has hanah that Shimon doesn't look at him, and Shimon has hanah that he doesn't look at Reuven. Each have hanah and has a kriya. So fine, everybody gets hanah. But the Reuven's chisaron doesn't come from Shimon's hanah. The fact that Shimon has a benefit that Reuven's not looking at him is not the reason why Reuven was chaser. Reuven spent the money so that Shimon shouldn't look at him. So Reuven was chaser, Stamos was chaser. And Shimon happens to be nene. So The Gemara thinks that that's called Zenenev Zed Lechoser. Because the Gemara thinks that Zenenev Lechoser is only when you're Choser from the Hanah, when the Hanah is Mechaser. Here, the Hanah is not Mechaser. You happen to be Choser, but the Hanah is not Mechaser. The Gemara answers, no, Atgaram Tuli Akefi Yisrael. At the end of the day, I'm Choser because of you. I'm not chaser from your Hanah, Reuven says to Shimon, but I'm certainly chaser because of you. If you weren't here, I wouldn't need these machitzas. That's how Rashi learns the Gemara. So Taisa says he doesn't understand the Havmin. The point of Rashi is he doesn't understand the Havmin. Pshita, that's called chaser. That's Zenene v'zeh chaser. That's Zenene v'zeh chaser. That's Taisa says in Rashi. Hechi chaser le Zenene v'zeh chaser. How can the word think in the Havmin that it's called Zenene v'zeh loy chaser? Rashi holds that there's a mokim to say that this is a case of Zenenev is loy chaser. The Gemara is doicher that no, at Gram Tuli Akefi Yisrael. But the Gemara at least could entertain that maybe this is called Zenenev is loy chaser. And Tosis holds this, it's not such a habit. It's a vad Zenenev is loy chaser. Last week I said, if we learn the place is going with Kaifan Amidah Stoyim, the place learning Agamara is with Kaifan Amidah Stoyim, not like we're preferring today, you know, but like the first of the Mahalchim and Taisus. The place learning Agamara that it's a sugi about Kaifan Amidah Stoyim, so then I could understand more Taisus' objection to Rashi. Taisus is asking Rashi in Svar. Rashi, you're calling this Zenene Vizel Loy Choser. This is a Midastoyim? Should be the Stoyim for Reuven to ask Shimon to be Mishtatef? The whole Mechitzas are only because of Shimon. Reuven's building these Mechitzas only because of Shimon. Pshita that that's not a Midastoyim. Who cares if the Hanah is because of the Chisir? Who cares if you're Choser from the Hanah or you're Choser because of Shimon's existence? Kach. It's not a Midastoyim for me to ask Shimon to pay for the Hanah that he's getting for mechitzas that I'm building on account of Shimon. So therefore, Draft Tosel Shitoso didn't thought that this Havamina, that it's not called, that it's called Zenene Vezel Loi Choser, seemingly really are Choser, but you're not Choser from the Hanah, so it's a Lamdash distinction. He says, okay, Lamdash distinction, not Lamdash distinction, it's not Midas Time. That's good if you hold that Mahalach and Tosel, that he's learning as Sugyas Midas Time. But if you learn the second Mahalach and Tosel, that Tosis is learning that Agamar has nothing to do with Midas Stoyim. These are two unrelated sugyas. The Gemara of Abbasu, the Gemara is about Midas Stoyim. Agamar has nothing to do with Midas Stoyim. L'shayach Midas Stoyim. Heimz Yochel, L'moinim, Milod, L'chaser, and so on. Agamar is a different issue entirely, that Be'etzim, you can't be Teveyas, the Chisorin, if you're not, if you can't be Teveyah, the Hanoh, if you're not Chaser. You can't be Teveyah, somebody in Beis Din, if you're not Chaser. So then, it's a little bit harder to understand. Then it becomes harder to understand. What does Tosis want from Ashi? What does Tosis want from Rashi? What's so hard? Rashi's a good svar. Maybe in order to be Teveyu in Beis Din for being Menene for me, I have to have standing, and the standing comes from the fact that your Hanah was Mechasemi. But if your Hanah is not Pegeya in me, your existence is Pegeya in me. No, like, tough luck. I have to be soil your existence. You know, you have a right to exist, and I have a right to lose. But your Hanah is not Mechasemi. Your Hanah is not Pegeya in me. So maybe the Gemara thought that that's what Zenene was like Chosen. Like, why was it so hard for Tosfos? Why was it so difficult for Tosfos to be stable such a possibility? He rejects Rashi, chopping more out of hand. But here we could say maybe Doma Nechman. This I was inspired from Yonah Getcha. Now maybe Tosfos' kasha really is not misfar. Tosfos' kasha, he's coming from a Gemara. Even though he doesn't spell it out, but he's coming from something that he said before. Taisa before asked from the Gemara of Tochav Lechaver Beveis Abliya. The Gemara says you have to pay for being men. But Taisa says, Zenene Vizalei Chosa. The guy who was Nene, remember the case over there is the guy who was Nene, he didn't stick it in his mouth, somebody else stuck it in his mouth. Somebody took, you have Reuben, Shimon, Levi, Reuben has food, has Truma over there. And Shimon takes it and sticks it down Levi's throat. It becomes Moos. And now Levi swallows it, and Levi has to pay for being Nene. But Taisus, Zenene v'zeh choser. It's already Moos. It's not worth anything. By the time Levi swallowed it, it wasn't worth anything to Reuben anyway. So why isn't it Zenene v'zeh choser? Taisus answers, but still, the Hanah came from the Chisar. Levi was Nene, ultimately, from the fact that this Chuma was pushed down his throat, which, in the big picture, was Mechase Reuven. Because if nobody, if Shimon hadn't stuck this down Levi's throat, Levi would never have been Nene. And Reuven would never have been Chaser. So it comes out that Levi was Nene from Reuven's Chisar. So, and that's the Gemara, but the Gemara says that for Dovah Pasha. So first of all, you see from that Gemara that in order to, for, no, Tais is calling that a case of Zen Nene v'zeh Chasa. Since Levi is Nene from Reuven's Chisar, that's called Zen Nene v'zeh Chasa. Now over there, was the Hanah Garim the Chisar? Was Levi's Hanah Garim Reuven's Chisar? Certainly not. Reuven was Chasar before Levi did anything. I mean, Levi was just a bystander, you know. Shimon stuck it down his throat. He's sitting there passively. He became Mos. Levi didn't do. Levi wasn't Mechaser Reuven. Shimon was Mechaser Reuven. So Levi's Hanah wasn't Mechaser Reuven. Levi himself really wasn't the one who was Mechaser Reuven. Levi was Nene from the fact that Shimon, that Reuven was Chasar. But Levi certainly was. Levi's Hanah was not a Hanah Mechaseres. Smuchach and Akamar. That even if it's not a Hanah Mechaseres, the Hanah didn't cause Reuven to be Chasar. It's still called Zeh Nene Bezeh Chasar. Tosis holds. That's the case. We take it as given. That Zenene is a chosr doesn't mean that the Hanah has to cause the chisar. As long as Reuben was chosr and Levi was Nene, that's Zenene is a chosr. So Tosis asks, what's the Marwan over here? Was the Makiv chosr? Certainly was. He built Machitzas that he otherwise wouldn't have had to build. Was Levi, was the Nikiv Nene? Yes, he was. No, so the Zenene is a chosr. What's the happening? Why is it any different in the case of Tachol and Chaver, Rabbi Meisav Liel? That's what Tosis is asking. He's not asking Stami Svar, and Svar maybe Rashi has a Mokum. Tosis is asking from a Gemara and Mufreshes. And I should add, maybe you can answer, no, maybe the Gemara is going with Maskana, maybe the Gemara and Ksuvah is Maskana, that it could say, Atgar Amtali, okay for Yisrael. But I don't think that's true because in the Gemara and Ksuvah you don't have this Svarah Atgar Amtali Akei for Yisrael. That's a Svarah that Shimon was Gerim Reuben to be Chasar. Levi over here wasn't Gerim Reuben to be Chasar. Levi didn't do anything. Levi was sitting there. Shimon was Taichim. So you can't say Levi was Gerim Reuben to be Chasar. Still Gemara thinks it's called Zen Enev Ezeh Chasar. Zen Enev Ezeh Chasar because Reuben was Chasar and Shimon was because Reuben, the owner of the Trimah, was Chasar. And Levi was Nene from the Chisaron of Reuven. Zene Karim, Zene Nene, Zene Chasar. Tosfos Shitosim says, it doesn't understand Rashi. Reuven was Chasar. In the case of Makif and Nikif, the Makif was Chasar. And the Nikif was Nene from the Chisaron of Reuven. That's sufficient for Zene Nene, Zene Chasar. So I think the Emel, it's not so strange. How did Tosfos know in Svar? And Svar Rashi makes a lot of sense. You know, before I said, it must be Tosfos holds me the stone, and me the stone Tosfos had a svar. Tosfos asking Rashi me svar because it's in me the stone. Who cares? Who cares if it's yeah nene machmas chisar, not nene machmas chisar, and in me the stone it's all the same. But if Tosfos, but then we run into a problem because we don't like that whole, we don't like that shot that Tosfos learns the sugi with me the stone. It's much more attractive to us to say that Tosfos learning the sugi nothing to do with me the stone. Listen, what does he want from Rashi in svar lechara? If it's a svar, you need to have standing in order to be teveim. So maybe in order to have, maybe it has to be hanah mechaseres. So Tosfos says no, it's a gemara mefureshes. It's a gemara mefureshes that for me to have standing to be teveim the hanah, it's not necessary that your hanah be mechasemi. As long as I was chaser, and you were nene, that's enough to give me standing that I could be today you for the hanok. If it's mechitzas hapninius, if Rashi's right, that's mechitzas hapninius, so makif and nikif should be the same thing. So I want to maybe be meisif. I don't need it for the chesmen, but just be meisif one that could be here in the havana. What's takel of shat over there by tochem lechaverim beveisif bliya? So Taisa says, since the Reuven was chasa and Levi was nene from the chisaron of Reuven, so that's enough to make it zeh nene v'zeh chasa. What's the svar? What's the svar? How does the fact that Reuven is chaser, the Baal HaTrum over there, how does the fact that he's chaser give him standing to lay the Hanoah? If his being chaser was not, or was, if the Hanoah didn't come from his, if his being chaser was not through the Hanoah didn't cause him to be chaser. If the Hanoah didn't cause him to be chaser, so what is his being chaser? Miloy Merid, Lagabe, his ability to be Tavei the Hanoah. I mean, what would be in a case like this? What would be in a case, Zenene Vizekhosa? Let's say a case, Zenene Vizekhosa. But we'll set up a case where Reuven was Choser because of something that Shimon did. And Levi, a bystander, happened to be Nene from it. Lamashal, let's say a case like this. Shimon burns down Reuven's haystack. And meanwhile, Levi is standing there on the side, and he's Nene. Because from the warmth of the heat of the haystack burning, he's able to cook his marshmallows. So could Reuven be Tevei Levi the Hano on grounds that Zen Nenev is Echosa? After all, even though it's not Hano Mechaseres, the Hano didn't cause the Chisaron, but Taisus says based on the Gemara Ksuvah that I don't need the Hano to cause the Chisaron. It's enough that he's Nenev Machmas Chisaron Eshel Zeh. So, but there also Levi was Nene, Machmas Chesoyin Eshel Reuven. Reuven's haystack got burnt up. Levi had a Hanah. So now Reuven should be able to have the Koyach to be Tevei Levi for the Chesor. Not Mestaber. Maybe he could, but it's not Mestaber. Even after the Gemara Gesulis. Not Mestaber. Some of the answer is that's not called that he's Chos, that Reuven is Chos. Because the Chesor had nothing to do with Levi. As far as when you come to Basin to be Tevei Levi, Reuven can't say, Avai, I was Chosser. Levi can say, you were Chosser, it had nothing to do with me. Shimon burnt down your haystack. As far as your Din Torah with me is concerned, the haystack's out of the picture. I mean, you don't have your haystack. Shimon burnt it down. So you're not Chosser, and your Chosser has nothing to do with me. You can't be Tevei and me from my Hanot, from the marshmallows, because you were Chosser. In your Din Torah, as far as I'm concerned, you were not Chosser, because your Chosser had nothing to do with me. I mean, I had enough from it, but I'm not sure that gives you standing that you were chaser, you could take me to a din Torah. That gives you standing in kapei Shimon, not kapei me. I think so what's the difference? What's any different than among Ksuvos Tochel Lechaver Beisav Bliyo? How does the fact that Reuven is chaser give him standing to be Tevei Levi for the Hano? Fine, Levi was Nene Machmas Chesoyin Shel Reuven, but Levi didn't cause the Chesoyin of Reuven. So why can't Levi say kapei me? You weren't chaser. What does your Chesoyin have to do with me? Some of the answer is not the same. In the case of the Gemara Ksuvos, it's true that Levi didn't call it, that Levi wasn't the one who made the chisaron. Levi's not the one who was mechaser. But you can't say that the chisaron of Reuven had nothing to do with Levi. The chisaron of Reuven came about because the thing was stuck down Levi's throat and became os. So Levi is involved in the chisaron. He's not the one. You can't be tevehim for the chisaron itself as a mazik. Because Levi, Shimon did it. Levi was sitting there passively. So Shimon did it. Since Levi was Nene from the Chisaron, and the Chisaron came about because Levi's there, the Chisaron wouldn't have happened if Levi wouldn't exist. Because Levi exists with the Mos of Esablio, so it's Levi's existence that causes Reuven to be Chaser, and Levi was Nene from that Chisaron, so it says in the Gemara Ksuva that that's called that he's Nene Machmas Chisaron Eshel Zeh, and that's enough to be called Zeh Nene Vezeh Chaser. Well, that's exactly what Tosfos would say to Rashi. Well, that's exactly what you have by Makif and Nikif, according to your case. By the case of Makif and Nikif, if it's Mechitzas HaPnimiyos, then where Rashi wants to have it, so then it's exactly the same. Shimon, the Nikif, did not cause the Chisaron. But the Chisaron happened because of Shimon's existence. If Shimon didn't exist, there wouldn't be a Chisaron. And Shimon was Nene from the Chisaron. Well, that's exactly the same as the Gemara in Ksuvos. That's called Nene Machmas Chisaron Eshel Zeh.
That's what Tosfos is asking in Rashi. According to you, you're in these Nen Machmas Chesroinus Shalzim. And the Gemara in Ksuvah, Tosfos saw that Nen Machmas Chesroinus Shalzim, meaning it became Moses and Levi's throat. If Levi didn't exist, it wouldn't have been Moses. And Levi was Nen from that Chesroin. So it's a Chesroin that Levi is involved with. And Levi is Nen from the Chesroin. He wasn't going to the Chisorin, but he's Nene from the Chisorin that came about because of him. That's Zen Nene v'Zechos. That's mamish the case. That's mamish the case in Makif and Nikif by the Mechitza Sapinis. And that's what Tosfos is asking in Rashi. And Rashi will learn differently. Rashi will learn more. We'll talk about that very simply and differently. We said, oh, not all Rishon hold from this Teres of Tosfos of Nene Makim Chisorin Shalzeh. Okay, let's go on anymore a little bit. I'm going to stop. So let's go on anymore a little bit. Toshma, I'm Rabbi Yosi. Im Omad Nikif, the God of Rabbi Yosi, is Megalgan all of a Sakhal Paima, the God of Nikif, or Makif Potter. Rabbi Yosi holds that only Omad Nikif is Chayef, Megalgan all of a Sakhal. Omad Makif is Potter. So it's right, forget. Shema Mino Zen Nenef is Olichos Potter. Shani Hosn, the Omelay, this Agli Mintrusu Bazuzel. So he's really not Nenef. Akapon, the Gemara initially wanted to say that the reason why Rabbi Yosi Pat is by Omid Makif is because Zenen of Zalei Chosser is Pot. So Tosfos asked, if according to Rabbi Yosi, Omid Makif is Pot because Zenen of Zalei Chosser is Pot, what does Tosfos ask? This is the next Tosfos. Time of the Nikif. Right, again, we'll go down to Rabbi Yosi. Same picture, but now we're in Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi Yosi holds Omid Makif is Potter, only Omid Nikif is Chayv. But Omid Makif is Potter, so I think, well, why is Omid Makif Potter? Yunene, now you have four walls, Yunene. According to Rashi, the Mechitza Pnimiyah is, according to Tosfos, the Mechitza Chitzonius. Kach and kach, well, the Maisa, the Nikif now is Nene. And yet Rabbi Yosi says, Omid Makif is Potter. What happened to Nene? He says, Mosh, Mami, no, Zen Nene, Vizel Echoser. Is Potter, because the Makif wasn't Chosser. Rashi Kid Isle. The Tosfos Kid Isle. So the Gemara is Doicha, no, he is Chosser, because Ad Garam Tal Yakeh for, because the Tosfos, the Gemara answers, sorry, the Tosfos answers that he's not Nenen. The Gemara answers, the Gemara wants to bring Raya's and Nenen was the Chosser's Potter from Rabbezi. The Gemara is Doicha, Lo'olim's and Nenen was the Chosser is Chayiv. But here it's different because it's not really Hanoah because he could say that the Sagal even at the Rusa Barsus. But leaving that aside, but the Gemara initially thought that the reason why Omid Makif is Potter is because the Nen of the Chos is Potter. In fact, Tosfos. So what does Tosfos say? So why is Omid Nikif any different? So Omid Nikif, it's still the Nen of the Chos. Tosfos' answer is. Goli died to the Nichle Boitzos. So here also, Pshat and Tosfos depends on this global issue. What's the Pshat and Zenen of the Chosser Potter? Is it because it's a Midas Stein? Or is it because he doesn't have standing to be Tevei if he's not Chosser? If the Pshat and Zenen of the Chosser Potter because it's a Midas Stein, like the Ritzvah, like Amnochem understood in Tosfos the whole way through. So you have to say Tosfos means that when he's going daiti the nichel beitzos, it's not a midas stein. He's a hesber. Why should that be? That's Reb Shimon's kasha. Shimon asked, why should that be a midas stein? What's the difference? Reb Shimon, Shitosa answers, no, it doesn't do midas stein. The reason why Zenen of the Chosser's Potter is because to be Teveyu for that, no, I have to be Chosser. But if it's Goladait and Michel Vetzois, then it's Mishtashile. Mishtashile doesn't need it to be. It's Mimoni Gaboch. Mimoni Gaboch, you have to give back to me even without it, like by having a Koyach to be Teveyu. Like he brings a ride from the Gemara in Chulin, even when it's Mamon Sheinli Taibim, but Mishtashli you have to give to the Kohen. Yeah. If you learn that like Rav Shimon, then you have to deal with this problem. We're in Midas Toim, what is exactly rectified by Galadait and Nichle Vaitzais? We can maybe say things. I mean, I'm not inclined. Right now, I like Rav Shimon. I think that we're buttressing a lot of Shimon's mouth in the Taisis. That has nothing to do. Agamar has nothing to do with Midas Toim. You want to say that Agamar is the Midas Toim, the Agamar, the other Mahalach, then we have to say something somehow when he's Galadait and Nichle Vaitzais. It takes off the Midas Toim. Maybe we could say something that's even though Reuven's, maybe we could say like this again. I don't have to say it because I'm siding with Reb Shimon at this point, so I don't have to say anything. Gemara is good. Reb Shimon's pshat is gevaldik, mishdashule, shalom al Yisrael. But still, I have to give the other side its due. You know, how's the other mahalach going to learn this tesis? So maybe you could say it means like this. Why is the makavir not chaser? Because he's spending the money anyway. It's a different kind of lechaser. Like the normal zenenev lechaser, he's literally not chaser because he's not didn't spend any money, didn't lose any money. Here he lost a lot of money. He's building fences. He's building mechises. But he's lechaser because he had to spend. He's building them for himself. He was going to spend the money anyway. So for Shimon to be nene, Shimon happens to be nene. That's called zenenev lechaser. We've been spending the money anyway, It's a midas time for him to be tevei Shimon to be mishtatif in the hoitzos. You're going to spend the money anyway. Shimon wasn't planning to, so it's a midas time to be tevei. So here, maybe we could say that if, let's say, Reuven's spending the money anyway. He built the walls, so he's spending the money anyway. Now it turns out that Shimon was also going to spend the money anyway. That means Shimon was also planning to spend the money anyway. So now, if Reuven, who was planning to spend the money anyway, would have known in advance that Shimon's also planning to spend the money, and he would have gone to Shimon and said, "Look, I'm planning to spend the money, and you're planning to spend the money. So let's get together and divide the costs." So would that have been a midas toim? I don't know. So even after Reuven built the wall, it's not a midas toim for him to say to Shimon, "You know, Shimon, I just found out that you also wanted to build the wall, so let's share the expenses." That's how it takes off the midas toim. If Shimon was not planning to spend the money anyway, and Reuven was, so to me it's time for him to go around, to turn around and be tevei Shimon for the hanav. You know, even if Shimon says no, you were going to build the wall anyway. But in this special case, where Shimon was also planning to spend the money, so Reuven could say to Shimon, we just had miscommunications. You know, if we'd been on the same WhatsApp group, well, maybe I would have known about it in advance, and we would have done it together. So that's already not a midas toim. Yeah, call it the fear of Shimon. It's different halachic tesis. They're saying something else. Saying zenenev lechaser is ashayach by mishtashile. So I want to tell you a nice thing. This is Beis Yosef in Simon Kuf Nun Ches. Talks about the following case. Here's the Makif. Here's the Makif. No walls. The Makif built wall number one, wall number two. Mechitzas is ha'apnimis. Two walls. Then the Nikif came and he built wall number three. Can the makif now go to the nikif and say, "Oh, goli daiti, the nichalach"? So now you're your partner. So now pay for this whole fourth wall because I paid for two, and you already paid for one. And now you're a goli daiti and nichalach, so we're partners. So now you have to pay for the whole fourth wall. Says the Beis Yosef, yes, you can, because goli daiti and nichalach by choice. Shimon was goli daiti and nichalach. What's the difference if he's Golodaita in the fourth wall or in the third wall? Just like if Shimon would be Golodaita Nichle by building the fourth wall, he'd be Megadol Ovis HaKoel, and he would have to pay for half of all four walls, which means for two full walls. So this is the same thing. Shimon was Megadol Daita Well, it's Goli Daita the Nichalei by building a third wall. So now we know it's Goli that he's Nichalei. Once he's Nichalei, so he's in. Once he's in, he has to be Mishatef on all four walls. That's the space Yosef. So there's two problems in the Beis Yosef. Number one, Svara. Very nice that he was going to die to the Nichalei. But he wasn't then. Going to die to the Nichalei is just to make it, to get out of the problem, is a nene of Zelech Hossa. But the basic chiyuv is that you're nene. You're not nene, there's nothing to talk about. Here, the Nikov's not nene yet. The Nikov built the third wall. The Nikov wants to stop. That's the whole point. The Nikov wants to stop. The Nikov doesn't want to build the fourth wall. I don't know why, but the Nikov doesn't want to build the fourth wall. That's the case. I mean, if the Nikov wants to build a fourth wall, and the Makif could sit back and let the Nikov build the fourth wall, and we're even. The case, obviously, is the Nikov doesn't want to build a fourth wall. So if he doesn't want to build a fourth wall, so what do I care? It was Goli Dai to the Nichalei. Goli Dai to the Nichalei takes off the problem as a Nenev Zalechoser. But you still need to be Nenev, otherwise there's no Siva Mechayevis. Over here, the Nikov wasn't Nenev. What's Mechayev him to pay? That's the problem as far. Beyond that, the Ramah, in the Daki Moshe, asks on the Beis Yosef. He says it's against the Tur. Because the Tur in the same Simen says the following case. You have a Makif and a Nikov. Over here the case is different. The case is Mechitz Tachitzonis. So you have a Makif, you have a Nikov, and the Makif builds Mechitz Tachitzonis. And that's also Mahad and a Nikov, because we pass the Light Tesis also. So you have one, two, he builds three walls. And then the Nikif was Godar as Ha'arabius. You know, this is the Nikif's property. You have to imagine it. So the Nikif came and he was Godar, the fourth wall of the fourth side of his property. But this is still open. The shoulders are still open. Says the Tur that the Nikif does not have to pay. Even though he was going down to the Nichalei. So the Nikov built this little area over here, and then he stopped. So that's it. The Nikov does not have to pay unless the Makif fills it in. If the Makif fills it in, then Megal Menor Sakot. But until the Makif fills it in, the Nikov does not have to pay a cent. Why? You tell me why. Because he wasn't in it. Yeah, it was going down to the Nichalei, but he wasn't in it. So you see in the Torah Feish, this is far. The Goli Dai to Nichalei is very nice, it's all fine and well, but you have to be Nene. If you're not Nene, there's no Siva Mechayevis. So until right now Shimon is not Nene, because cows still walk in. So Shimon is not Nene. So there's no Chiyuv. Once the market fills in the spaces, then since Shimon was Nene, then you can say, well, Goli Dai to Nichalei has to be Mishnah. So he asked the Ramban the Beis Yosef, so why is this case any different? Very nice that the Nikov was Goli Dai to the Nichalei. But he's not Nene. If you're not Nene, there's no Siva Mechayevis. There are most kasha on the basis. There's excise over there. Excise is a fancy terrace. But I think with what we can answer, I think we can answer both from Pasha. The difference is, in this case, in the case of the basis, so it's true that the Nikov was not yet Nene. Because he only built this third wall, the fourth wall is still open. But the Nikif was Goli Daiti the Nichalei. The Nikif was Megalad Das that he wants and plans to spend money to be Makif, to build Mechitzas. You have to assume that he's eventually going to build a fourth wall also. He's Goli Daiti the Nichalei. It was Megalad Das that he wants to build he wants to enclose himself. So you have over here you have another Siva Mechayevis besides Nene. What's the other Siva Mechayevis? Mishtashile. Shimon will eventually build a fourth wall because he's going to die to Nichalei by Yisrael. And he's not going to need to build wall number one and wall number two because Reuven already built them. So Shimon, the Nikov, was Marviach, the money in the bank. That's what Rav Shimon explains to Tosfos. When it's going to die to Nichalei by Yisrael, then we assume that you were planning to build the walls, you were planning to spend the money to build four walls. So whatever the Reuven already built, it's Mishtashile. So it doesn't matter that Shimon was not yet nene from the walls. But he was already mishtashile. He already gained the money of the first two walls. So numela, Reuven could be tevein. Mitim mishtashile. I saved you the money for these two walls. Look, you want to build four walls. Goli daita that you want to build four walls. I saved you the money. So now here he's mishtashile. So I don't care that he wasn't yet nene. But he said he's mishtashile. So numela, he could be tevein. Mashenkin, in this case, was he mishtashile? In the case of the tour. And they could build the Connecticut, he built this wall over here, this fourth wall, but it's still open in the shoulders. Could we say that it's mishtashile? What will happen if the makif will not finish in the shoulders? And the nikif wants to be enclosed, because he was goladaiti, obviously eventually he wants to be enclosed. So when the nikif comes to finish the job, what's the nikif going to have to do? The nikif can't fill it over here, it's not his property. The nikif, if he wants to finish off what he started, he has to build another four walls. So he has nothing from the walls of the makif yet. So here is not mishtashile. Here you're calling Chayvim as nene, and he's not yet nene. So here the Torah is right. And this is a tremendous revach in Reb Shimon's mouth. Odai to Nichle becomes Mishtash. That's the pshat over here in this piece. Okay, maybe you see the Rambam didn't hold from this Mishtash. That's in the Beis Yosef. It's a very very good valid mouth. The Beis Yosef is a whole different mouth. You take a look if you want. I think this is Derech Meruvach. Okay, 5% to our way to go back to the weapon.
You say that in that case, where Nikif is not going to die to that he's lost the four walls?
What?
Yeah, we say that in this case over here, the Nikif is not going to die to that he lost all four walls, as evidenced by the fact that he didn't build the fourth wall.